Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Urinary tract infections can be painful and are often accompanied with bothersome symptoms. And many women experience recurrent UTIs, which can be difficult to prevent and treat. My guest today is Dr. Patricia Wallace. She's fellowship trained in female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wallace. Tell us a little bit about what urinary tract infections are, and when they become recurrent, what can be done about them?
Well, urinary tract infection is often referred to as a UTI or bladder infection, cystitis. These are terms that are used commonly. A uncomplicated urinary tract infection is simply the presence of bacteria in the bladder associated with symptoms, patients often complaining of urgency, pain upon urination, frequency. And then typically one will seek some medical attention, usually with their primary care physician or an urgent care, have a urinalysis checked for, typically in the office. A urine dip is what is done, and it's checked for the presence of inflammatory cells and sometimes blood. And then based on just that short test, patients are typically treated, and then culture is sent out to confirm the diagnosis often. That would be your basic urinary tract infection. A recurrent urinary tract infection is typically when someone has more than 3 urinary tract infections in 12 months, or they've had a persistent infection in a 2-week time period that hasn't gone away with an antibiotic therapy.
Are there certain risk factors, Dr. Wallace, which would predispose a woman to having urinary tract infections in the first place?
Well, women are at increased risk more than men because of the nature of their anatomy. The urethra, which is the tube where urine exits the body, is very closely related to the vagina and also the anal opening, and that area is an area rich of bacteria. And so depending on the distance between the urethra and those other areas and or lack of estrogen due to menopause is a very common risk factor that I see women. New onset of sexual activity or frequent sexual activity, again, with someone with a certain anatomy, those tend to be the main risk factors for women. Other risk factors that I take care of in different populations include patients who have stool loss or sometimes contamination of the area, which would then introduce bacteria into the urethra and the bladder as well.
Now, what symptoms, you mentioned a few things at the beginning, mm-hmm. but what symptoms would send somebody to see you? Would we, you know, just the pain, the burning on urination? Are there other symptoms that would signal, wow, we better get to a doctor?
Sure. The most common symptoms are the burning upon urination, the strong urge to have to go, and the frequency at which one goes. So if someone has a sudden change in their frequency at which they use the bathroom, that's not always a sign of an infection. In an elderly patient, if everything is going along fine and that's a change, then my patients would certainly come in for a check. But in the average person, burning is the most common symptom. And then the need to use the bathroom frequently. Any blood seen in the urine is absolutely a reason to seek medical care. It's not an emergency, of course, but it is something that needs to be done if one is noticing a small amount of blood in the urine, because it's likely a bladder infection, certainly not something to be ignored. Back pain, fever, these are things that should bring a person into the doctor's office or sometimes the urgent care immediately.
Now, what do you do for someone when they come in and you've diagnosed it as a urinary tract infection, or if they have recurrent? Are there something that you can tell them to do to prevent them from happening again, and what do you do to treat them?
Right. So the first part of the question is sort of what do we do when someone seeks care for these symptoms? Right off the bat, certainly diagnosing the urinary tract infection is important. Testing the urine for the presence of the white cells, which are inflammation, and or the red cells, which is blood. That's something that can be done in the office. and in the presence of symptoms and that little test, that's very, very sensitive in diagnosing a bladder infection or UTI. Patients are typically given a standard antibiotic, and if you look at the recommendations by the American Urologic Association as well as my governing body, the American Urogynecologic Society, the first-line treatment is actually the use of a sulfa drug, Bactrim-like medication, or something called Macrobid. Those are the first-line antibiotics that should be chosen. Unfortunately, oftentimes in an urgent care setting or sometimes even in the primary care setting, patients are given Cipro as their first-line treatment, and that actually is not the recommendations. That is a very strong antibiotic that can also have some other side effects. And so educating, you know, in general, those of us who take care of urinary tract infections, it's important to pick the right antibiotic. Not everybody will send a culture, but it is recommended to follow up with a urine culture to make sure the antibiotic you've given the person is appropriate. As far as prevention goes, I see a lot of patients with recurrent urinary tract infections or persistent symptoms of urinary tract infections, and at that point, a referral to a specialist is appropriate, someone like myself who in other terms is often referred to as a urogynecologist. A lot of patients also get referred to a urologist. Those are appropriate referrals. And then typically I'm going to evaluate someone for the presence of menopausal changes of the vaginal area, how well that person is actually emptying their bladder. Do they tend to retain a lot of urine, which is a risk factor for having stale urine, if you will, sit in the base of the bladder? Sometimes we look in a patient's bladder with a camera in the office, which is a very simple test called cystoscopy and is not painful, for the presence of a very inflamed bladder. And then from that point on, we make a diagnostic and a treatment plan, typically certainly helping patients empty their bladder better is something that I recommend, trying to relax when you void, lean forward. Sometimes implementing the use of estrogen cream at the vaginal opening for women who have lack of estrogen in the area is very well supported by the literature as being a good recommendation. There are vitamins that work very well in prevention of bladder infection. Certainly everybody has heard of the cranberry products, and there's some conflicting evidence, but there is some evidence that cranberry can reduce urinary tract infection. There is also some evidence of a vitamin called D-mannose, which is something that I highly recommend, which coats the bladder so bacteria do not stick. And it's a very good preventative vitamin that one can find at health food stores and online. So preventatively, I typically do an estrogen, some sort of bladder vitamin, typically mannose, and I also recommend a probiotic, which will keep the bacteria in the area in check. After that, sometimes patients... Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, that's great information, because the probiotic, I was going there too. And when you're on the antibiotic for however long, and I understand it depends on the severity of the infection, but
sure.
Then are you more likely then, because you're on this antibiotic, to have a yeast infection or something, and so the probiotic works well in tandem with that? And how long are you on the antibiotic?
Right, and that's a good point. Typically, a first-line treatment for an uncomplicated UTI would be 3 to 5 days, and then certainly symptoms should subside within a few days of starting an antibiotic. If the symptoms are not gone, then, you know, waiting for the culture is very important. But 3 to 5 days is the average treatment for your basic UTI. In someone who has had recurrent infections, we tend to treat a little longer, 7 to 10 days. And I am a big proponent of taking probiotics in general in life for bowel, bladder, and vaginal health. It can only help most of the population. Certainly, there are some probably unique bowel situations where one should not take probiotics, and that should be discussed with, you know, the bowel specialist, and someone would know that if they were seeing a bowel specialist. So probiotics are a good thing.
So, Dr. Wallace, tell us why women should come see you at Mission Hospital for their care, whether it's for UTIs or general urogynecological care.
Well, for me, I try to look at female pelvic health in general. I try to not only take care of recurrent bladder infections if someone comes to see me. We certainly get them out of that situation as quickly as we can. But then how can I promote better pelvic health going forward for all of the changes that happen in a woman's life from when she is a teenager? So my youngest patients are teenagers who have infections, to my most senior patient who is 105. And, you know, taking care of all the changes that can happen in the pelvis, whether it's incontinence, pelvic organ prolapse, discomfort or pain, bladder infection, painful bladder syndrome. These are all things that can occur in a woman's life, and they're not really sure who to see, and that is what my expertise is in.
Thank you so much, Dr. Patricia Wallace. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.